Scripture tonight will be coming out of Matthew chapter number five. And that's for your prayer. Number one. Matthew chapter number five. We're going to start reading in verse number 14. I would remind everybody as we pray about the women's conference that will be coming up and the revival that will be on the 13th, just to make that a matter of prayer and remember that. And Vacation Bible School that will be coming as well, just to make that a point of prayer in your daily prayer, each of those things, that the Lord's will be done and all that. In Matthew chapter number 5 and verse number 14, it says, "Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set upon a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven." Let's go to the Lord in another word of prayer. Heavenly Father, again we thank you for your word, and we thank you for the blessings of life. We ask you, Lord, for your strength and your guidance, and pray for your leadership and that everything we do, Lord, we do it for your glory and your purpose. Lord, we ask you, Lord, that you'd just be in everything that we do, Lord, that as we do it, Lord, that it's done and you get the glory out of it. Lord, our upcoming the ladies' conference, the Lord, we just pray for that. The upcoming revival, the Lord, we just pray that you'll prepare hearts for each of those, the Lord. Lord, we just ask you to be in each service that we have here, the Lord, that we do it for your honor and your glory, the Lord. We just pray you move and stir and pray that you'll be in this service tonight, the Lord, that you'll move hearts and minds and souls, the Lord, that if they're not where they need to be, that they would get to that point, the Lord. Lord, just ask you for all the prayers that were mentioned, the Lord. We just ask you for your blessings there, the Lord, and your strength. Forgive us and we'll repay you. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. If we go back there and we look, and it says, "Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set upon a hill cannot be hid." You know, when we think about it, my thought tonight is, you know, this church is that city. This church, you know, and any church that is preaching the word, you know, is that lighthouse that's set upon that hill. It's part of, you know, with that. You know, I looked it up in the dictionary, what it said about a lighthouse. You know, in the dictionary it says a lighthouse is a tower or a building erected upon a rock or a point of land with a number of lamps on top, intended to direct seamen in navigating ships at night. We live in a sin dark world today, though. You know, as we think about that and we think about what that means and what it is, you know, and so as we think about being a lighthouse and being the light upon that hill and what it means and what it is, you know, it talks about how that, you know, if you remember, if you ever been to any of the old lighthouses aren't used much today, as we know that with all the navigational equipment and all the things that are going on, you know, with that, the lighthouses aren't used as much. You know, a lot of them are still out there, and a lot of them, and you've probably toured them or went to them, and you know, as you go up the coast, you look at them, you think about it, you know, with that. But you know, one of the things that would happen in a lighthouse, and one of the things that was going on in the lighthouse was that, you know, the people that manned the lighthouse never never had a day off. They never had anything. It was very important for them to go into the lighthouse and to clean the lenses and to clean to make sure it was just as bright as always. And it's the same sort of thing in our lives today as Christians, you know, as individuals. It's important for us to, you know, to come to the Lord and ask Him to help us and ask Him to forgive us and confess our sins and things that may be hindering our light from shining the way it should. You know, the shining as it should, and with that, you know, when we think about a lighthouse and we think about how this church has been a lighthouse for some 90 years that it's set here in this community, and it's been a lighthouse in this community, you know, that That, you know, that many have been saved here, but, you know, and many lives have been changed, you know, because this church was the lighthouse in this community, that it was that city set upon a hill, that it was a part of that, you know, and with that, you know, that things are changing. And so it's important today that you know, that we make sure that continues to go on and that continues to happen. You know, when you think about it, it says there that, you know, in that scripture, it talks about how that neither do men light a candle, you know, or I'm sorry, in verse number 14, it says a city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. But, you know, some of the things that happen today and some of the things that go on today and some of the things that happen today, you know, that do dim that light, that do dim the things and you know, that change things a little bit and make that, you know, with that, you know, as I said, you know, that the keeper of the lighthouse never had a day off. He never decided that, well, I'm just not going to do anything today. I'm just not going to be a part of that, because his job was he had to be committed to doing the job that he had there. You know, if you go back and read some of the history of them, a lot of them would be where they would be taken out to these small islands where the lighthouses were, and they would be left there to kind of defend for themselves for, you know, for months and months, and many of them would die because, you know, of what they did. But they were continued. They were about doing what they were set out to do, and that was to make sure that the light shined bright. You know, and that's important for us today, to, you know, to make sure that we're committed to making the light shine bright for the Lord. You know, we don't have any light in us, and we all know that. It's only because of the Lord. You know, it's only, you know, because of him, you know. But when you start thinking about what does hide the light under a bushel basket? What are some of the things that do that? You know, in our society today, you know, going along with the crowd is one of the things, or going along with what the world would think, or doing it the way the world would have it, you know, or not being, you know, considerate and understanding, not being willing to help and to do, you know, not being willing to tell people about Jesus. You know, that kind of dims the light. You know, and the light, I was thinking about when I was studying this, you know, that how that, and if you've ever, you know, you look and you go into some of these cities, and when you're going into some of the big cities, and how the lights do shine so bright, and how, you know they're just, you know, it's just amazing how much a little light puts off. You know, we got people today that, you know, are talking about light pollution and in our society today and all with that. But, you know, the problem we have today is that, you know, we churches and individuals have let so much overcast them that they're not letting their light shine the way the Lord intended for it to be. You know, in the psalmist, you know, Jesus was everything to him. You know, the Lord was everything to him, you know, to David, and, you know, everything in every way, you know, with that. You know, and so when we think about that, you know, of course, the Lord is our light. He is our, he leads us and he directs us and he shows us, but he expects us to be that brilliant light for him, out there letting people see what he's done for us and what he's happened, you know, in a dark land, a land that is struggling, a land that, you know, a society today. And all of us would have to say is, you know, our world is struggling. We're struggling today. You know, individuals are struggling. People are hurting today. People are you know, are challenged today with things and with that. But the Lord says in Psalms 119, in 105, it says, the word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. You know, when we start thinking about what God can do and how God can help us, and we're, you know, what he'd have us to be, you know, is that, you know, and it says also in John 8:32, it says, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. You know, we live in a hurting time today. We live in a financial struggle for a lot of people, and a lot of things are going on. We live in a time that, you know, with that. But Jesus, it says there that Jesus will set us free from the sin of this world. and the sin without. And as I said, you know, when we accept Jesus as our Savior and He puts that glowing light within us of Him, and that glowing light He has, He expects us to go out and let people see it. He expects us to keep it at the highest, you know, points and the highest levels. He don't expect us to take it down into the slime and the muck and with that. He expects us to keep it upon that hill and letting people see it shine and letting people know. You know, because He loved us. He cares for us. He loved us in every way and everything. You know, He loved us. And, you know, the scripture that we all learn as, you know, as children, most of us, and with that, but John 3:16, it says, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth Him should not perish but have eternal life." God so loved the world. You know, and that's what He commissioned us to do, is to go out and witness and go out and tell people and go out and let people see. You know, He loved us enough that He sent His Son to die, and then He put that light within us to do that. You know, it's true love. First John 4:8 says, "He that loveth not knoweth not God. For God is love." You know, when we as individuals don't show our love and are not compassionate and not understanding and with that, you know what He's saying here? He that loveth not, if we don't love, we don't know God. If we aren't considerate and we don't know, if we don't know love, because God is love. God is everything, and God with that. As I said, you know, Shirley Grove Baptist Church has been a lighthouse in this area, in this community, where, as I said, I think the plaque says it was established in 1918, I believe is what it says. And, you know, so that means, what, 92 years? 91 years. 92 years. But anyway, you know, been a lighthouse in the community. And it still is a lighthouse in the community. And it still needs to be. You know, and the thing that is it telling us here, that when we're saved and we come to know Jesus, that one of the things we need to do is to make sure that we man the lighthouse. As I said, it was manned, those lighthouses were manned 24 hours a day. And it's important that you and I, because you and I are who takes care of the lighthouse. You and I are the ones today that need to make sure that we're manning it and that we're keeping it clean and we're properly keeping it properly maintained, because we love the Lord and what He's done for us, because we care about where He's at and what goes on and what happened. You know, to be the lighthouse, we've got to follow the path that the Lord has laid out for us. And that's loving and caring and turning to people and showing people how much we do care and what we care, you know, and not letting it get dim in any way. You know, when something is said and something is done, and, you know, when something comes along when we need to speak up, we need to speak up. When something needs to be said about something's wrong, we need to take a stand. We need to let them know that it's because of the Lord. Not that we're better. Not that we're better in any way. That we just need to take a stand and let people know. You know, as I said, you know, we need to not deny the light that the Lord puts it within us and that He has, you know, to let it shine brighter and to be about where it has to be. Doing what it has to do. Quit ignoring the needs of other people's lives, salvation wise. Ignoring that people are lost. We need to make it through. We need to be the beacon in a struggling, challenging world today. You know, I know we all live fast paced, and we all have, you know, are challenged with our jobs and our families and, you know, and all the things. But one of the things we need to do is to make sure we are the bright and shining beacon that the Lord expects us to be. That people see, you know, Jesus in our lives. That people, that we don't let the light get dim. That we're not, as I said, we're not trying to put the light under a bushel basket. That we are setting it up on the candlestick. And our lives are that light. You know, our lives are what the Lord would have us to be, and where the Lord would have us to be, going the way He'd have us to go. You know, with that. You know, as I said, He was a, you know, He loved us, He cares for us, He guides us, He lights every way for us. So, you know, He brightens it up, and so we need to let people see Him in us in our daily walk. It's important more, you know, it's always been important, but I think it's important more today because we live in such a time that Christianity has become so passive. It's kind of come to a point that it's okay to go to church and people are, you know, it's okay, but it's, you know, if you take a stand, you know, you might be outcast. Well, that's what we need to do, is take a stand. Don't just say, well, yeah, I go to church and leave it at that. We need to stand bolder for the Lord. As I said, the thing in the dictionary said, a tower of our building erected upon a rock. And our lives are built upon Jesus, who's the rock. You know, and it goes on, it says, with a number of lamps. Where are all those lamps? And all of us to collectively get brighter. You know, that's why we put multiple lights, where it puts off more light. Because one light you can see, but the more we have, the brighter we are, and the more people realize that we love the Lord. And the Lord loved us. And He cares about us and our lives and what it has. So the thing I'd ask you tonight is, are the lens clean in your life? You know, are you standing up? Are there some times that you kind of let it slide when you ought to said, that's not what the Lord would have you to do? You know, or that's not what the Lord says, you know, when we kind of that kind of tarnishes the lens a little bit and lets the light get a little dimmer. You know, are you standing with everything shining and everything going on? That's what I'd ask you tonight. Is your light shining bright? We live in a time that we need to make sure we are standing true to the Lord in everything. I'm going to ask them to come tonight just to the instruments. We're going to do a song. We're just going to let them come and play tonight. And I want to ask you to think about where you're at and think about what's going on. You know, maybe the Lord's dealing with you about doing something. And you're just scared to do it. I don't know. Maybe whatever it might be. Or maybe you just need to pray about something. Something that's going on in your workplace or in your home or in, you know, in your life. You just need to pray about it. Or maybe there's somebody you know that's lost. You just want to pray for them. Or somebody else that may be struggling. I just ask you to come tonight if there is. And let your light shine as bright as it will as we stand. Heads bowed. Unless you have a need tonight, I ask you to come.